Bert Newton, so sad about Bert Newton, but the plans for Bert Newton's state funeral have been finalised, have they?
They have, yes. This was announced on Friday, actually, after we got off the air early Friday afternoon. The Premier's department confirmed the plans, and it will be on Friday at 10 a.m. on Friday at St Patrick's in East Melbourne, and it will be a Catholic service, of course, St Patrick's being a Catholic church, and of course Bert's faith being Catholic. We know it will run for 90 minutes time for 500 friends and family and colleagues of Bert, so it's all sort of to be, you have to register and everything to attend.
But that's almost just his closest circle, isn't it, to 500?
Indeed, you know, it's a shame that we can't have a whole range of people there, but
yeah, true.
You know, it's great that we can have that 500. But yeah, Catholic service, so it'll be mostly a religious affair, but there will be a moment of sort of tribute to his career on the stage and screen. And I understand that there'll be a performance as well by somebody quite close or dear to both Bert and Paddy. And the good news is, after quite a bit of blowback online from people who were having to watch this particular service on the government's website, it will also be televised on TV on both Channel 9 and Channel 10 on Friday from 10 a.m. So everybody will have an opportunity to watch it, which is great.
Excellent. And you don't know who it is who's performing. I'm going to stick my hand up and say Rhonda Birchmore. I bet it's Rhonda.
It's somebody close and dear to both Bert and Paddy, and we'll find out on
Friday. Of course, no one knows. Look, The Block. Talk to me about The Block. What's happening there?
Yeah, well, they had their big finale last night. Of course, the show's been shrouded in controversy pretty much all year. And for anybody who didn't see it, a Sydney couple, Mitch and Mark, they won after they sold their two-bedroom cottage for just over $4 million. It was about $600,000 over the reserve. But the same person, an IT entrepreneur, a very generous man here in Melbourne by the name of Danny Wallace, actually bought three of the properties for just over $12 million. And now, for the second time, he did it a couple of years ago, he's actually donated one of the houses, Tanya and Vito's place, to the My Room Cancer Charity, at the Monash Children's Hospital. So that house, along with the one that he already donated a few years ago, will be used as accommodation for kids battling cancer and their families. So just another great, generous act from him.
Very, very nice. Now, I like to think that I'm up with entertainment and things like that. That would be a complete lie. But I just happen to have bought the Lockdown Sessions, Elton John's new album. And there is possibly a whisper that possibly, just maybe, he might be coming down under again.
Yeah, well, on Friday on 2GB up in Sydney, he said that when he comes back to Australia for Christmas at the end of next year, when he's going to be doing two shows in New Zealand, he said that he thinks that there's a good chance he'll do some shows in Australia too. So I think we all know he will. I mean, they're not going to bring that whole grand, gigantic, big production to New Zealand to do two shows and then schlep it back home again. So I think it's pretty safe to say when he says, oh, there's a good chance, he will be doing shows here in Australia, hopefully in 2022 or into the early part of 2023.
Honestly, he does love us in Oz. And he did have to cancel some of the shows in New Zealand, of course, as well.
Yeah, that's right. And there was that infamous night in the Yarra Valley, I think it was, where he virtually got blown off the stage and almost got electrocuted and everything when that storm came through. So
True. Hopefully
people who were at that performance who had to sort of jump out or skip out halfway through get an opportunity to see him, I guess, in full with that concert again when he comes back.
Look, Jaden, always a pleasure. We'll do it again on Friday.
Catch you then. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. That's Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane.